fighting homophobia. It's fighting for the right to choose as well. Peter Tatchell is on the line. Peter, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You're going to be appearing at the Black Box. It's a free presentation, and your main pitch will be what?
Well, actually, it's going to be twofold. Obviously, being in Northern Ireland, I want to support those many Northern Irish people, gay and straight, who believe in the principle of equality and want to end legal discrimination against gay and lesbian people. In particular, to end the ban on same-sex marriage, to end the lifetime ban on gay and bisexual men donating blood, and of course to make sure that the conscience bill does not get legislated, because that would allow religious people to discriminate against gay people. And in my view, all forms of discrimination are wrong. So that's a very important aspect of my talk. The second part will be about the global struggle for LGBTI rights, because, of course, we've made great gains in England, Wales and Scotland and in many parts of Europe, but in other parts of the world, still nearly 80 countries have a total prohibition on homosexuality, with penalties ranging up to life imprisonment and even the death penalty in about 6 countries. So this global struggle for lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender human rights is a very important aspect of my current concerns.
Now, you're very much someone who believes in freedom of speech, and here in Northern Ireland there's been so much controversy, obviously, about homosexuality, about same-sex marriage, even indeed about religion. And a lot of people who contact this programme tend to fear that if you have a Christian view, for example, on the Islamic faith, if you have a Christian view on homosexuality, if you have a Christian view on marriage, you'll be beaten down via the media with guests like Peter Tatchell.
Well, I defend the right of everyone to express their point of view, including the right of religious people to say they don't agree with homosexuality. But where I disagree is with them when they seek to demand that gay people be discriminated against in law or denied fair and equal treatment. I think a belief is one thing, but an action that impacts on the life of another person, that's something different. And I would defend Christians against discrimination just as much as I defend gay people.
Because we've had very highly profiled examples that have made the national news of people doing things here that a considerable number of people believed were reasonable things, and comments that were made that were believed to be reasonable by thousands of people across the country. For example, the Asher's Bakery issue, seeing it as a reasonable thing to do, but they've been totally castigated.
Well, I think rightly, because I think it's very, very wrong for people to want to discriminate and to actively discriminate against other human beings. If we want to live in a kind, gentle, harmonious society, it's very important that we acknowledge the differences, but that we don't translate those differences into discrimination. It'd be terrible, for example, if a gay person discriminated against a Christian or a Jewish person or a Muslim person because they disagreed with their faith. I would find that totally abhorrent, and I would oppose that. And all I'm asking is for the same kind of generosity of spirit to be shown by people who may personally disagree with homosexuality, but I don't think they should translate that into active discrimination. Now, a good example is my own mother. My own mother is probably what you call a borderline Christian fundamentalist. She is an evangelical Christian. She believes that the Bible is the literal word of God, and therefore she does say that according to the Bible, homosexuality is a sin. She does, however, recognize also that in the range of various sins, providing it with consent between adults, it's a very minor sin. And particularly if it's part of a loving, committed relationship, it's a very minor sin. But she also believes that homophobia is a sin and that homophobic discrimination is a particularly severe sin akin to racism or other forms of serious prejudice. So my mother makes the distinction between her personal beliefs and what she thinks the law should say and how she thinks people should treat each other. And all I'd say is I think my mother's got it right. She holds her own view, but she herself would never endorse or support any form of discrimination.
If, as a fundamental Christian, she was to describe Islam as satanic and heathen, as one of our fundamental leaders did and ended up in court, would you back her right to see another faith in such a context that it's deserving of criticism, verbal criticism? Or are there advantages in the Islamic faith where they don't accept any criticism, but Christians are open to ridicule from all and sundry?
Well, I agree that people should have a right to express criticism of religion, including of other people's religions, but they should also accept criticism of their own religion. But it shouldn't be in an intemperate, inflammatory way. It should be in a measured, reasoned, calm way that just points out the difference without going to the borderline of stirring hatred and possibly inciting further prejudice. So that's fine by me. You know, criticism is fine, but don't overstep the mark where you use really insensitive, inflammatory language. I mean, Christians would not like it if that was said about them, nor do people of other faiths. But having said that, in a free society, of course, all faiths and all beliefs, including my own, have to be open to scrutiny, criticism, and perhaps sometimes even ridicule. You know, I think there's a role for satire. People have different views about religion. Some people, it's a sincerely held belief. For other people, it's a form of irrational superstition. I think all those ideas need to be heard. What I would say is that Christians in Northern Ireland should really put things in perspective. For Christians in Pakistan, there is a really serious issue about persecution. And I've been involved to support campaigns against the persecution of Christians in Pakistan, which includes things like burning down their homes, bombing their churches, murdering Christians in the street. That is real persecution, and that is absolutely wrong, and we should focus on the big picture, not petty disputes about, you know, particular words and phrases that have been used here.
Peter, we're never far away from controversy here in Northern Ireland, as you know. One final question. There's a big festival in the West. It's for the Féile that's on in Belfast. Frankie Boyle is in town tonight. Does he have a right at that festival this evening to tell jokes about Down syndrome children?
I don't think that's in good taste. And I don't think it's not something I would personally do. I feel for people who have Down syndrome and their families. But again, in a free society, I think we have to sometimes put up with things that we find offensive. So for example, when a Christian street preacher in England said that homosexuality was immoral and sinful and called for a stop to homosexuality, I found his comments really offensive. But I also defended his comments on the grounds of free speech. And when he was prosecuted, I campaigned against his prosecution because I thought that even though his views are wrong, he has a right to say them. With regard to Frankie Boyle, I wouldn't use that kind of language. I wouldn't make a joke about Down syndrome people. But I'm sure most people understand that Frankie Boyle is probably, I can't say this for certain because I don't know, but I doubt that he is personally prejudiced or discriminatory towards people with Down syndrome. But whatever his view, I wish he wouldn't use that kind of language or make those kind of jokes.
Okay, Peter Tatchell, good speaking to you. Enjoy the visit. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.